Are you ready for an inspiring half hour about discovering, developing, and living your greatness and building your life around what you do best? This is it. Welcome to the Greatness Zone, practical conversations to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. And here's your host, author, speaker, workplace, and life coach, Jay Forte.
Hey, good evening, everyone. We're so glad you're here joining us tonight. Tonight we are talking about bouncing back and moving forward, two big things when we talk about having a vivid life. And I like to say that life sends us really only two things: good times to help us learn how to celebrate, and tough times to really teach us how capable, tough, and strong we are. And a successful and happy life is one of both resiliency and reinventing, a bouncing back from difficulty so that we're ready to reinvent, to try new things and keep moving forward. So there's a great line that shares that today's life is an adventure getting us ready for the next adventure, that when we're tuned in and resilient in life, we see that we have other things available. We learn from what happens so we can then imagine, create, and invent what to do next. So many of us think that we have to do or be something for life. Instead, what if we were more focused on what we want to do next? You know, what we want to try, what we want to experience, what we want to invent, what we want to create. And that all of these are come from experiencing in the moment and using the information in this moment to see what we can do next. So if that's the case, then life is indeed this one great adventure after another. As Helen Keller said, life is a daring adventure or it's nothing at all. So to help with the discussion around the entire concept of resilience and reinventing, I've asked the motivational speaker, writer, and bounce back expert Rob McBride to join us. Rob's going to share some of the ways to bounce back from challenges, and then will inspire us to be courageous, to constantly change things up, to invent, to move forward. This is how to stay happy, vital, and living what we call a vivid life. And this is also living life in your greatness zone. So welcome, Rob. We're so glad you're with us tonight.
Well, it's great to be here with you, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Sure, Rob, I'd like to start all of my conversations with my guests off by asking this question, or asking you to share a little bit of the information about, you know, what it is that you do and why. How have some of the decisions that you've made in life brought you to the place where you have become the bounce back expert?
Well, I think like many people, I started life with a main goal of, hey, I need to make some money. And so I went to university, got a business degree, and soon found myself selling financial service types of products and not doing a very good job of it. But I was able to sell enough to get by until I met a man by the name of Joel Weldon, who came and gave us a talk for about 2 hours, and he completely changed my view of what I was doing. And along with my view, my income went up pretty significantly, and I became much happier. So it was a thing all around. And so that's really what motivated me to do what I do now.
Yeah, it's amazing for most of us. Sometimes it takes a big event, you know, to kind of get our attention. We're kind of moving along on autopilot, not really living our greatness and not really showing up big until something, you know, stops us. Some event, maybe it's health, maybe it's financial, maybe it's career. But something steps in our way and says, hey, stop and think. And sometimes those events are really big and it takes some energy to get through them so that we can bounce back from them and then keep moving. So I know you're speaking to audiences all the time around the concept of resiliency, of bouncing back, because the more we can bounce back, the better prepared we are to move forward. So what are some of the tips that you give or share with your audiences on how to be resilient in a world that sometimes can unnerve you?
Well, you know, there's so many great resources now, and when I first started speaking and talking about resilience and bouncing back, which was in 2002, there was already a good deal of literature, but in the last 10 to 12 years, there's volumes of just wonderful, wonderful things. One of the very, very, I think, original, though, books that really talked about resilience is Viktor Frankl and The Man's Search for Meaning. And you know, there's just so many different things. But I think one of the main things, and if I have to choose one which just stands head and shoulders above the rest, it has to do with faith. And while a lot of people think about faith immediately in terms of their church or their religion, which I think is wonderful because they are such strong motivators, faith goes much beyond that. It's faith in ourselves. It's confidence in ourselves to be able to get up and face another day. And it's not easy. But if we can have faith at least that the sun is going to get up, you know, and come over the ridge tomorrow morning, it sure helps. And we got to have faith in something. So if it's God or religion, great. But if it's not, it better be something.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. In fact, you know, one of the things I coach my audiences in is developing their inventory of strengths. And maybe that's what you're talking about. You know, when you know what it is that you're particularly good at, it starts to create some confidence for you that you know that you're strong enough to get through whatever it is. And so I wondered if that kind of thought comes up from questions that your audiences ask you. You know, when they say, so great, so faith is one, but maybe I don't have that. What are some other things I might be able to look at, check in with, so that I see a tough situation coming, I know I just got to get through it. What are some other ways I might be able to get through it?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, and very, very valid, because actually just to segue in with the faith idea and into the other thoughts, I was at first very resistant for listening to authors or people who just talked about faith, because I thought, well, that's great for somebody who believes, but what about the ones that don't? You know, what do? Are they just out of luck? And, you know, so I think it really all comes down to confidence. Jay, if I have to choose one thing, I built a model. You know, there are several different, you know, people who have wonderful models. My model is around something I call EPA al cuadrado, which has to do with, I do a lot of my speaking in Spanish, so it's a little bit of an adaptation, but it has to do with our experience, our preparation, our perseverance in difficult situations, and then above all is to have a great attitude. And, you know, you ask about what people ask in my events, and I think what everyone wants to know is, how can I eliminate all my problems? And, you know, my answer to them is, you know, it's kind of harsh, but die. That will eliminate all your problems pretty quickly. It causes a lot of other problems for other people. But, I say kind of tongue in cheek, but people are looking for an easy way out, and there's not. You know, people are trying to, I think motivational speakers and motivational industry has told us that you can always be happy and you can always be motivated and you can always be jumping with joy. And, you know, the reality is that very few people do that. And, you know, maybe some of those that are like that are you know, somewhere in a funny farm, and they can be funny, I guess, all the time. I don't know. Maybe it's not such a bad thing.
Yeah, and I know that it's up to us to choose our attitude and our behavior and our choices in life. In fact, we run through a couple of the C's that we talk about. You know, the clearer you are about who you are and what abilities you have, the better choices you make, so the more confident you are, so the more courageous you are. At least that's the way I kind of see it. And I find that, you know, watching for that, that we start to see that we're far more capable, we're braver, we're stronger, we're wiser than we think we are. And if we could stop for a minute and look at the event and not be so emotionally affected by it, you know, that if we could just stop, the phrase I like to use is, we stop, notice, then consider. And in the moment of stopping and noticing, we start to see, hey, wait a minute, we have other resources. Maybe this is a problem that's too big and I need to go get some help. Maybe I just need to create some space. And this is something that, you know, I think this just takes practice to realize that we have this ability to do these kind of things. We're going to have to shift shortly to our break, but what I wanted to find out, Rob, was what was some event that's been on in your life that you had to bounce back from? And was there, you know, very quickly what that was, but was there some event or some tip or some skill that you used in order to get yourself on the other side?
Well, no, part of the bounce back whole idea has to do with, I've had several different events in my life, and we all have. And, you know, I like to really try and focus on other people's events, but I will tell, I think probably one of the biggest ones for me was when I found myself without a job. I had worked with Merrill Lynch for 7 years here in Caracas. I was in the financial services industry for 14 years and had always felt that if I kept my nose clean and worked hard and did my job, I would never, ever get fired. And, you know, and I did actually a pretty good job considering I came into a strange country and not knowing much. But from one day to the next, half of the office was gone, and within the next year, the office was closed. And so I was out without a job, and so, you know, that was a very difficult thing, and certainly something I'm sure many people have, you know, had to deal with. For me, that event really turned into a more positive experience when I started really focusing on the seeds of success. Which we can perhaps talk a little bit more, you know, as you ask me what I do, you know, and how people can see what I do. But it's just amazing what the written word can do, and what having a right attitude and having a right perspective. And as you say, stop, notice, and consider what, you know, what's happening out there. And like you say, if we're clear, confident, and courageous, we're going to go far.
Yeah, and part of that, I think, is just learning to change our own language, you know, that we're so used to hearing some negative or a lot of negative around everything in life. And what are the steps that we do intentionally, you know, to be more appreciative-minded, to be more positively-minded? And I think with that, it isn't that the problems go away. It's that our outlook about the problems change. And I think that creates for us the capacity to work ourselves through the problems when we realize this is just the way life is. We have to be adaptable, we have to be flexible, we have to be resilient, because that's the way you show up to life. Now, that doesn't always make it easy, but I think what it frequently can do is give us a new way of looking at some of the things that sometimes would really knock us down. And so there's a great Japanese proverb that says, fall down 7 times, get up 8. And that's really what we're talking about. That's what the bounce means. And every time we bounce back, what it does is it puts us back up on our feet to look at our world in a new way and say, okay, based on that, now what do I see? So, Rob, we're going to take a break in just a minute. But so is there something that's let me ask it this way, something that's gone on in one of your programs where somebody has asked a question that has really – forced you to think deeply about, you know, what it means for you and what kind of answer could you have given them?
Well, you know, I read something from my all-time hero, Og Mandino, one time, and he would say in every one of his speeches, he says, you know, there's somebody in here who's hurting, and there's somebody who right now, you know, need some words which are going to help them to get out of the situation that they're in. And, you know, I know you're out there, and just so that you know, I'm here for you, and this message is for you. And he said that, you know, undoubtedly after the crowd filtered out and, you know, everybody signed the books, there was one person there waiting in the back, and he says, Mr. Mandino, I'm the one. And, you know, I've adopted kind of a different version of that, and it's just incredible. There is always somebody out there who is in pain and somebody who needs help. And, you know, sometimes it needs professional help, psychiatrist, whatever. But sometimes it's just, as you say, it's a different perspective. It's looking at it from a different angle to be able to come up with a different solution. And that's it.
Yeah, and sometimes what I think happens, and this is why I really like our roles as speakers and conference leaders, that we get a chance to be in touch with people and see what's going on in their worlds and relate back to all of the things that we know and try and show up to them in that moment to see exactly, of all that we have, what is it that they might use? And in that minute, could we be the voice that they just needed to hear? Not because we're ready to solve it for them, but sometimes we might be asking just a really good question that maybe nobody'd asked before. And when they hear that, it might be just the words that, you know, could go ahead and change things up. And that's really what the purpose of these, you know, our Blog Talk Radio show is about. Living life in the greatness zone isn't that life is always easy. In fact, sometimes I find that life is really hard to go and live your greatness. But what I do find is that it's a great opportunity to step boldly into understanding what life really is. And life is really significant. And as we say all the time, life's too big to play small. So the goal of tonight was, you know, to spend the first half of our program talking about the fact that life sends us things that we have to bounce back from. And what we need to do at that point is just ensure that we are, in fact, ready to handle life on life's terms.
Perfect. I think we're on the right track.
So, Rob, so I know that we need to go to a break, and I'm watching my cues to find out when that break is going to happen. So here we go. It looks like the break's here. All right, this is Jay Forty. We are talking about living life in the greatness zone. Tonight we're talking with Rob McBride, and we're talking about bouncing back and moving forward. So the first part of our show is to talk about resiliency, and when we come back after the break, we are going to talk about how do you move forward, how do you see the world in a new way. So stay with us.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
You were born great. You have amazing talent, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Hey, welcome back. This is Jay Forty. We are in Living Life in the Greatness Zone. Tonight we're talking with Rob McBride. He's a bounce back expert, a motivational speaker, and an author. The first half of our program, we're talking about the bouncing back. In the second half, we are focusing on moving forward. So our point of, hey, Rob, welcome back. And the point of our first part was that we know that life sends these challenges to us. And that's just kind of how life is. And the more resilient we are, the more we can land on our feet and learn ways to land on our feet, the more opportunities and options present themselves on how to move forward. And so part of what we talked about in the first part of the show was how could the change of attitude, you brought up the concept of having faith in ourselves, confidence in ourselves to live courageously and see our inventory of abilities that we can handle this. And so that allows us to start to look at the world in a more optimistic way. So what I'd really like to do is to really just talk about reinventing. And I'd like to do it for two reasons. So let me share with the listeners. So you're calling in tonight from Venezuela. And the point of that is that you've got some big things going on in reinventing your life. And what I really liked about our conversations before, Rob, were that those of us that do this kind of work, you know, our audiences look at us and think we have it all figured out. What we do is we're working on it like everybody else is. So I wanted the opportunity for you to share the guy who's always learning how to teach or helping other people bounce back. He has to bounce back himself, and in the process, he reinvents himself on a regular basis as well. So if you could, share a little bit with us about what reinventing means and why you think people are really afraid to reinvent.
Well, you know, I think, first of all, if we look at the opportunities that life has in terms of different professions, different opportunities, different places to live, it's such a huge, huge world. And, you know, there was a time when people really, I don't think, had to invent. You know, they would go and work with a company and get their gold watch at the end of, you know, 20 or 30 years or whatever it was, and be on their way and retire, and that was the end of it. But these days, things are so much more dynamic that if you stay still, you get run over, and people do not remain in jobs for, you know, for as long as they do before. And so if we're not constantly reinventing ourselves and reinventing who we are, we get smashed. In my own case, I, after 17 years in the financial services industry, seven which were in the United States and another 10 which were outside of the United States in Latin America between Venezuela and Argentina, I just got tired of what I was doing. I didn't even believe what I was selling anymore, and I couldn't. There's no way I could be convincing to my clients. And you know, just kind of as things happened, because I was so brilliant, so many different things happened in the financial industry that made me happy that I got out of it 12 years ago. You know, but I think that was just luck. But it has to do with your question, because at that time I said, how do I reinvent myself? What am I going to do? And I thought back to Joel Weldon, who I mentioned a little bit earlier in the program, and I said, I want to do what he does. And I want to make people be able to feel what he made me feel. And, you know, you mentioned it before, we have an opportunity in what we do as speakers or as authors or coaches to be one-on-one, belly-to-belly with people. And, you know, being a speaker, I don't think, is about getting up in front of, you know, 2,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 people and going rah, rah, rah. There are very few people that can actually do that in the speaking world. There are the ones that do. But it's about being belly-to-belly, you know, one-on-one with people and being able to see what they feel. And you know, if we're not constantly reinventing ourselves in this day and age, we're just going to get run over. And you asked me also as a part of that question, why are people afraid to reinvent? And people in general, they are terrified of change. They're terrified to get out of their routines that they have from day to day. And it's a scary thing to get up and not know exactly what you're going to do when you've been doing the same thing for a year or 10 years or many more years. So I think people, it's all about fear.
Yeah, you know, and maybe that comes back to our comment from earlier that we were talking about faith and confidence and courage, that as much as that's what it takes to bounce back, that's also what it takes to reinvent. So what I really wanted to do is, if you have, we just have a couple of minutes, but I wanted you to share with the audience what some of the things you're thinking about, you know, reinventing again, and that this reinvention, you know, it's something we constantly do in life. We're really never done with it, which is a good thing. So what's coming up for you? What new things are you thinking about?
Well, just to give a very, very brief history, in 2002, after being in Argentina for a few years, I came back to be a speaker, and Venezuela was the place I chose because that's where I lived for many years. And a year later, in 2003, I started writing, and if you ask me today, right now, if I choose which one I like better, I'd probably say writing. So I've been writing and speaking now for 10 or 12 years. And it's time for a change. I'm feeling the need to change for many reasons, one of which is, unfortunately, the political and social system situation here in Venezuela, which is, unfortunately, it's not going anywhere good in the short term as I see it. So, you know, I look and I say, well, do I just continue what I'm doing and, you know, go along, or do I make a change? And part of my change is a dream that I have, which I'm right now, actually in a couple of days, getting ready to embark on the first stage of it, and it is to possibly buy a small hotel or bed and breakfast type of a place in Costa Rica, and and move to Costa Rica.
So reinventing
ourselves.
So
that's my plan for right now.
Yeah, so reinventing ourselves could be as little as changing a job, or it could be as significant as moving to a different country. Hey, Rob, thank you so much for sharing those. These are not easy discussions, about reinventing ourselves and bouncing back. And for you to share some of the things going on with you is terrific. I would love, just before we wrap up here, how do listeners find you and your work, both your speaking and your writing?
Well, and my website, which unfortunately I don't have the .com, there's a very good reporter for CNN whose name is also Rob McBride. So if you get a CNN reporter out there, that's not me. But I am Rob McBride. That's like Robert, R-O-B, like boy, McBride, like a bride and a groom, and I'm .net. So if you go into robmcbride.net, you will see that daily I post a seed of success, which I have a very, very good dear friend by the name of Wilda Castillo who puts an image to it every day, and I think you'll like it. They're very colorful. The words are mostly mine, but I every once in a while, it may be a quote from somebody else, but I try and make them as original as possible and make them fun and give them a little bit of rhyme. And just one other quick thing, I have something that I've been doing, which is called The Message for You, and you'll see it on my website right now, because it's a series of 21 messages, and it's for you. It's for the listener. It's for you who's listening to me out there right now. And if you would like 21 ways in a little sound bits of about 2 minutes each one, a maximum 3 minutes, I think, they're out there. 21 seeds of success in my message from you, and they're wonderful. And if you follow what I say there, it's no cost, no nothing. It's all for free. And if you do it, I guarantee you, your life will change for the better.
And I believe that. And I'm a big follower of yours, Rob. That's how we met in the first place. So thank you for that. So two messages tonight from Rob. One, it's the bounce that counts and reinvent often. Life is a daring adventure, or it's nothing. So to see it that way, let's remember that we have the power down deep to show up and learn from our challenges to be resilient. And in the resilience, we've created the opportunity for new things to rethink, reimagine, and reinvent. So for my listeners, what's one thing you'll do this week with what you learned from Rob? How will you find your bounce for some new challenge and something new you're considering? Do something new every day. Change it up. Keep growing. Hey, Rob, thank you for your candor, your grace, and your wisdom. Next week, we connect with Dr. Michael Perlman. He's a well-known Boston area psychiatrist and personal life strategist. He's developed the Law of Attraction Journaling, a powerful process that reveals your thinking. It can reframe and transform your life. If journaling has not been part of your life, this will inspire you to do it. And if it has been, he'll share ways for you to get more from the process. Don't miss this one. It's a great one. This is Jay Forty, living life in the Greatness Zone.
Thanks for listening to The Greatness Zone on vividlife.me, a show committed to helping you discover and live your greatness. Tune in each week as we continue to share practical ways to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. To know yourself, find your fit, and transform our world. You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.